It was night ere they again reached the pavilion. It stood dark and deserted in the clear moonshine. The door was locked. After calling and knocking repeatedly without obtaining any answer, it became evident that Marietta had quitted the dwelling. In the first moment of surprise which this occurrence occasioned, they had not observed a written sheet of paper of a large size, which lay unfolded and placed directly before the door, as if to attract attention. Idali took it up and read the following lines, traced by Marietta. "Oh, Idali, but a few hours ago, how calm and secure we were in happiness. Now danger, and perhaps destruction, is our portion. One chance yet remains. The moment you get this, persuade, not only persuade, but compel that adorable stranger to fly instantly from Naples. He is not safe here an instant longer. Do not doubt what I say, or his life may be the forfeit. How can I impress this on your mind? I would not willingly betray anyone, but how else can I save him? Giorgio has been here. Oh, the frightful violence of that man! He raved like an insane person, and let fall such dark and bloody hints as opened worlds of horror to me. I am gone to discover what I can. I know his haunts and his associates, and shall soon find out if there be any truth in what he threatens. I could not await your return, neither dare I leave the pavilion open.